the letter was written to the special agent in charge at the FBI, which is the agency investigating the arrest of Franklin Hoogendoorn in Sitka last year. The letter asks for a couple of things. The first is to consider racial bias as a factor in the case. The letter reads, "This incident is symptomatic of other actions by the Sitka Police Department which have alarmed citizens of this tribe for many years. Many of our citizens believe such prejudice does exist within the local police department." Tribal Chairman Mike Baines wrote the letter.
I've heard about a lot of natives getting assaulted by the police and that kind of thing, and that is pretty common, happens pretty often. I mean, that's one of our main concerns, I guess, and this way it's been coming out nationwide that it's happening all over. It's just a real concern for us, and we want to do as much as we can to stop it from, you know, growing locally anyway.
At present, Sitka Tribe of Alaska has 4,000 enrolled tribal citizens. Hoogendoorn is a citizen of the native village of Koyak outside of Nome. Baines would not go into detail about the incidents described in the letter, nor the tribe's attorney. I asked him whether he felt the issue was department-wide or isolated to single officers.
I think there's some that are, you know, pretty respectful, and I've had pretty respectful interactions with some of them. But just the way the police chief said that the incident didn't break any department policy, I think that's a pretty big concern that the policies allowed for them to taser the young man's a pretty big issue.
Shortly after the arrest took place on September 6th, 2014, the Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt reviewed the footage and determined that the actions of the three officers complied with arrest policies. He also said those policies have been changed. KCAW's public records request for those policies was denied. In sending the letter, Baines also asks for inclusion. The letter cites the Clinton-era Executive Order 13175, which requires federal agencies to consult tribal governments when considering policies that would impact tribal communities. The letter says, "The Sitka Tribe of Alaska is ready, willing, and able to do government-to-government consultation." Meanwhile, the FBI investigation is pending, and for this reason, the city administrator Mark Gorman and Lieutenant Jeff Ankerfeld said the city and the police department had no comment at this time. The FBI could also not comment on any correspondence, but did say that, as with all investigations, the agency follows up on all leads. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.